Good morning. Okay, so does anyone know what this is? So I didn't think this was a trick question until I asked this at my church, my other church this morning. So this, when I was a kid, and maybe when some of the other people out there were kids, was where we put our photographs. It's a photo album. Now where do we put our photos? On our phone. Yeah. Sometimes on our computer, but mainly on our phone. That's right. Yeah. So sometimes we save them and we print them out and we put them up like we have all around our altar and altar rail today. Or sometimes we put them in books like this. And so I got to thinking about how, you know, I don't live with my parents anymore. I do get to live with my husband, Adam, but most of our family is, you know, several hours away. And so sometimes I pull out pictures and I look at them because I want to remember them. So I thought I might show you a few pictures of my family today. This one in black and white is my favorite. So this is me over there, the only one with curly hair in the family, and my sister Sarah, and then that's my really short mom, and my dad, and my oldest sister Amy, and her husband David. Adam, my husband, and Sarah's husband Chris weren't in the family yet, so they weren't in the picture. And we have no idea what we're laughing at, but I'm gonna guess my brother-in-law David said something silly, and so we're all laughing at him, because that's kind of how our family works. And down here, you see there's someone in a long white dress? Yeah, that's Adam's brother's wife. And so this is at their wedding. And this is all of Adam's family, because we all came together for that special day to watch his brother get married. And so I started thinking about loved ones and how important they are. And it made me think about this man right here, my grandfather. I called him Papaw, and he was such a great man. He served in World War II. He worked for the government for a long time, and he was the type of person who volunteered all the time. If anyone needed help, he was there, and he always gave his time to help clean up parks or help raise money for organizations or helping kids get surgery if they couldn't pay for it. He was a really great man, and he reminds me to try to give back. And then this woman next to him, the really tall woman, that's my grandmother, and I called her Mamaw. And she always had a stick of gum in her purse. And my mom never let us chew gum. And so if we did something really nice, my Mamaw would pull out a piece of gum and give it to us. And we got really excited about that. And that was her way of teaching us to try to be nice and try to be kind to others. And then this woman over here, right here, just as short as my mom, that's my mom's mom. And we called her Margaret because she wasn't very maternal. But she loved to have a good time. And so she always threw parties and always welcomed people into her home. She made everyone feel really special. She even had a party set for the day of her funeral. That's how fun this woman was. So when we think about our photo albums, we remember, even if we're looking at them on our phone, we remember the people that we love. And some of the people in our photos may be people we haven't even met before. Like one of my grandfathers passed away before I met him. But I can go back and look at pictures and learn just a little bit about him. Which makes me think about this book. Does anyone know what this book is? Yeah, it's a Bible. That's right. And so this book is also a book of our family. You see, when we open it up to the beginning, we get to hear all about the stories of Abraham and how he followed God's ways. And then we fast forward a little bit to Exodus, and we get to hear about Moses and how he helped people escape from Egypt and into the Promised Land. And then we can fast forward really far, and we come to the life of Jesus and the disciples, and we remember that this is just like our photo album, that these people, these saints, are part of our family, because we're all part of the family of God. And that's what we want to remember, is that today, as we celebrate All Saints Sunday, we remember that we celebrate the saints in our lives. All of these pictures up around of the people that we love and that we knew. But we also celebrate the saints in our Bible. Because just in the same way, these people and these people have taught us how to live our life for God. So can you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for the many saints who followed Jesus. Help us to follow their good examples in the family of faith. Amen.